Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 313 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 7th is describe a storm you are currently facing in your life. How can you be like an eagle and use the winds to push yourself higher and rise above the storm? List three ways you can rise above the storm and explain how they will benefit you in the long run. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. Since this is the first episode of the new calendar year, where we discuss our inside mindset fundamental of rising above, I would like to illustrate the difference in mindset when storms approach between the buffalo and the eagle. When a storm approaches, buffalo do not run and hide. They actually run directly at the storm. Why would they do this? Because as they are traveling in the opposite direction of the storm, they actually minimize the amount of time that the storm is able to impact them. And for many people, this is the approach they want to take in regards to obstacles and storms in their lives. They simply want to grind through them. They think toughness is simply surviving the storm. But that's not what rising above is all about. Now, most birds seek shelter when a storm comes, but the eagle flies in unison with the storm and uses the winds of the storm as a draft to push itself higher until it can fly above the storm. Why does it do this? Unlike other birds who may find some form of shelter, but ultimately are still subject to the storm, and unlike the buffalo who grinds through the storm but does not come out on the other side any better than they were before, the eagle avoids damage and harm by rising above it and gaining a new perspective. New perspectives lead to new levels of wisdom, and new levels of wisdom lead to an increased capacity to know ourselves so that we can provide the gifts and abilities we were created with and are meant to be shared with the world. Rising above to gain new perspective and increasing our wisdom is not easy. Otherwise, everybody would be doing it. The tool that we need to break free from our current perspective and paradigm so that we can rise above is to simply ask the question, what if? What if, instead of retaliating against somebody who hurt me, what if I responded with love? What if I stopped focusing on trying to provide for my family with material possessions and more money, and instead focused on providing for them with my time, presence, and energy? What if instead of complaining about how the kids we teach today are so different, what if I focus on being a role model to show them a different way than the environment they are growing up in? We are creatures of habit, and we don't like to change. We often wait until life really knocks us down before we change. And I'm sure at some point in your life, someone has said to you, what if you tried this? And it opened your eyes to a new way of looking at things. Using the tool of asking, what if, to ourselves can help us rise above our storms and gain that new level of wisdom we need. But remember, this new level of wisdom is not simply for our own selfish desires. This new level of wisdom is to increase our capacity to add value to the lives of others. So when the challenge asks us to write down three ways we can rise above a current storm in our life, it is asking us to ask three what-if questions, and then write down how, if we follow through and answer these questions, it will benefit us with a new perspective. So how about you? Can you describe a storm you are currently facing in your life? How can you be like an eagle and use the winds to push yourself higher and rise above the storm? Can you list three ways you can rise above the storm and explain how they will benefit you in the long run? Asking ourselves questions that begin with what if can break us out of our ruts of conventional thinking. And that's what Rising Above is about. Seeking a higher perspective that can lead us to new wisdom. And new wisdom that leads to a better understanding of ourselves and our gifts and abilities. Which leads to leadership that provides value through our relationships and connections. This is part of the path of writing our own story. And it's a path that can help us increase our impact on our students and athletes when we grow by 1% and give those young people a better version of ourselves every day.